Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It is a Tuesday morning, September the 7th, and the City Commission has a meeting tonight, their first one of the month of September, a legislative meeting, 7 o'clock in City Hall. We'll get a preview of that here this morning on In Focus with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on here after a long holiday weekend, and had a chance to chat with you here a little bit this morning, but that's probably always a good place to start. You guys have a good Labor Day weekend, Ron?
Yes, thank you very much.
And Wynn, did you guys do any traveling here this weekend? Did you go
to
the game?
No, we didn't do any traveling, just stayed around town and got to watch that great K-State game so on TV, so that was good.
Very good. Well, it was a good win for the Cats, and I think a lot of people are excited. So maybe we'll get a little carryover here this next week and with the Southern Illinois game. We got a lot going on here this evening here on the agenda. Got some proclamations we'll be reading as we're in the month of September, and quite a few different things tonight.
There are, Brandon. It's the first meeting of the month, so there's public comments. We do have the initial public hearing on the proposed city budget for 2022 and consideration of first reading of the ordinance. And then second reading is scheduled for the meeting on the 21st. But there's two public hearings. One's on the revenue neutral rate, and the other one is just the regular public hearing, which we would typically hold for the budget itself. The commission at the last budget work session directed us to reduce the mill levy in both of those to 3.5 mills. So it was published at a little over 5 mills, and we did reduce it to 3.5. The commission can always go lower than that, but they can't go back any higher. So we propose reductions in our delinquency account fund for the Raleigh County Police Department, and then also that was about a little over almost 0.6 mils, and then just under 1 mil reduction in the general fund.
Okay. Well, I know it's been interesting kind of just following this here over the past month and where that discussion has been trending. With this new revenue neutral tax rate, I've been getting some mixed reaction here from some of the government officials locally. Do you guys like this process better, or do you find that it's maybe a little more challenging having to do that extra step here?
I don't think it really accomplishes anything. You know, because what it did, it actually put more bureaucracy into the system. And then next year, with the Raleigh County clerk having to mail things out, it's going to cost the local government, about $35,000 just to do mail outs. So what they did was they increased our budget by trying to help us to keep the budget, under control. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I think it's confusing, certainly. And it's an example where the revenue neutral rate is basically you're going to budget it the same dollars. So basically you're not even able to, if you abided by that that would typically be a mill levy reduction if you're growing in valuation, because a higher valuation would yield higher dollars. In our situation from in 21, there was actually there was about $409,000, $410,000 in growth in new improvements. Those are properties that are new to the community that have never paid taxes before. So the revenue neutral rate doesn't really envision you capturing that growth of providing services to more facilities, more homes, more businesses. And then the market growth, which would be, just appraisal on existing property, actually went down $246,000. So again, it's one of those things where, the objective, I think, of the legislature was to try, and if you're going to raise more dollars than you had before, so you're not allowing any inflation at all, then you're going to exceed that revenue neutral rate. And that's what they're requiring us to notice the taxpayers of our intent to need to do or not do. Now, I mean, there are circumstances where if you were, you know, very, very well off and you had lots of sales tax revenue and some other stuff where that might be more realistic. But it sets up, I think, a somewhat unrealistic expectation for compliance. And as the mayor indicated, actually builds in more costs. Now, supposedly the legislature is going to cover the first year or two of those expenses, but and is it better than the tax lid? You know, I don't know. There were exemptions to the tax lid for critical services, so it's different. It's something we've never had, and so from that standpoint, it's confusing as well.
All right. Well, we'll see. What happens here going forward with the budget? I know. Mayor Butler, you've been pretty critical of what was initially going to be published, and you did get that down here a little bit to the high end of 3.5. Now, it should be noted that doesn't mean that that's what will be. You could still go lower than that, but just kind of talk about your thoughts on the budget going forward and where the city's at right now, trying to tighten its belt.
Well, I think that. We have those federal funds, and that's still the wild card there. And I guess, you know, city staff still not really sure what the rules are. And that $6 million for this year and next year could make a difference and allow us to maybe, you know, lower some of that down some more. But I guess it's risky. You can't commit that money and then figure out the federal government's changed the rules, and then you have to give it back, and that would put us in a little bit of a jam. But that's a pretty whopping amount of, federal dollars that they put in our direction. So I'm hoping we can get that built into the budget and help us smooth some of these things out.
All right. And Ron, kind of your thoughts from your perspective, you got that extra federal money. That it seems, and then there's another layer of confusion there because you don't know exactly what can go where. I think you have some ideas maybe on some things.
Yeah, we do. And we looked, basically we have the interim final rule, which lays out our current framework for guidance on use of the funds. There's some specific requirements that you're not supposed to supplant existing funds with these funds. They're supposed to go for the purposes intended. The wild card, I'd say, a little bit in it is reimbursing us for some of our lost revenue. And once we're able to achieve some of that, there's a formula that makes that calculation, and where we did all our cuts and hiring freezes and savings, that counts against us. So even though we still show big deficits in specific funds like transient guest tax, and our hospitality industry was hit hard from that, we can't go back and just plug back into those specific categories. We have to look at it on a entirety basis. And so we're waiting for some of the final rules on that. We did engage with Baker Tilly. They're our financial advisors, specifically for ARPA assistance. They're not recommending that we utilize these funds at this time to reduce any kind of 22 budget proposal. So that was that's kind of the guidance we've seen clearly. If you did, then and you later, as the mayor indicated, the rules, the final rules come out and they found that to be inappropriate, then you would have to utilize your own. It'd be a hit for you that you'd have to reimburse that. So we think the good news about this ARPA funds is that we have till 2024 to commit the funds, and then we have till 2026, the end of 2026, to actually spend them. So we think we need to look at what are the funds that are being met. You know, one of the things that's been interesting about all of the different rescue funds, the local government funding is just a very small piece of the overall ARPA funds, and each federal agency, I'm tied into all of their websites. You know, almost weekly there's new announcements of new grant programs, because they have much larger silos of money that they're trying to target specific areas. The state just this last week, for example, came out with a big mortgage assistance program in addition to the renter assistance program. So if you're kind of back behind on your mortgage because of COVID and employment, there's an assistance fund being set up for that. So that's brand new. That's actually through the state, but they're using the federal ARPA funds that they're getting from the feds to be able to do that. So there's lots of hospitality business improvements. We just applied for some funds for the zoo and the Discovery Center. It's competitive, but you know, they have much shorter timelines for which to qualify for and to utilize. So, you know, part of our objective too is to work to try and identify what's available to the community as a whole, not just the city, and encourage folks to try to reach out for those other federal and state funds. And then we can see where our gaps are. What are those needs that those programs aren't meeting, and possibly target some of our funds for some of those as well. But so we have time to work on a plan that benefits the city as a government, but also the community as a whole. And I think that's also what the county is looking at as well.
All right. So with the hearings tonight, what's the next step here with the budget? If the hearings go and, you know, I guess, do you publish it next or does it get adopted here?
So it's been published. So we hold the public hearings and then the commission sets first reading of the ordinance. This is typically where there's a discussion about we want staff or specific motions to make reductions in certain areas for second reading of the ordinance, which will be on the 21st, which would then be finalized at that meeting.
Okay, so again, there's public comment here tonight, and you can certainly chime in if you've got anything you want to let the city know here. That'll be taking place again at City Hall, 7 p.m. is when the meeting begins. We'll step aside, take a break, and come back with more on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.